T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe.
All right, 504 on The Fan. Hour four of our radio program. Joe and Evan in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here. Of course, till 6 o'clock, Big Mike Francesa will come your way. Paulie Rosenberg, he's in Manhattan. Ernie Acosta, he's in Yonkers. We're live from the Town Fair Tire studio with nobody, and nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Programming note, tomorrow night, Evan will do a special show from 10 to noon. We'll be on for 2 hours on July 4th, part of the week-long, if you will, celebration of the 33rd anniversary of WFAN. So, and I think Howie Rose is on right after us at 12 o'clock, and Howie's going to have Sal Messina and Marv Albert on.
Yes.
So yes. You want to catch that with Howie. So tomorrow, special 10 to 12 show, and I will be taking off right after the show for my tea time, just to let you know.
Get it. I'll be taking off to run through the sprinklers with my son.
No, you're going
to
be running through the sprinkler.
Yes.
You know. And
yes.
And I guess I could say it now. I'm actually going to be off. I will be off next week. So, but we will be doing the show tomorrow, and then I'll be off next
listen,
week.
Listen, so. I think we should be blunt about this. You're taking off next week. I'm taking off soon after that because we are all in on the fact that sports is coming back,
right,
and we
right.
want to be here when that happens.
I mean, we have gone now 4 months pretty much without on sports talk, basically talking with no sports to talk about.
That's right. So we want to be here.
So it only makes sense.
That's
that
right.
We should take our vacation time when there still is no sports.
Absolutely.
So that's exactly what we're going
to do. We want to be back throughout August to potentially never second guess or first guess our next guest, who happens to be the manager of the New York Yankees.
There you go.
Who cannot, you know what? I don't even know if you realize this. You had a chance to become one of the rarest managers in the history of the sport to win 100 games in his first 3 years as a manager.
Right.
And unfortunately, due to nothing that involves you,
right.
you will not have a chance to do it with a 60-game season. But that, of course, is the manager of the New York Yankees, Aaron Boone. Aaron, good to talk to you. Joe and Evan, how are you?
Aaron, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
I'm doing okay, man. We're doing good.
How is summer camp? How is it being at Yankee Stadium and working out for the start of a season?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, obviously we got out here yesterday for a couple guys that were able to get tested early. And then a lot of the intake testing rolled in today, so guys were able to come out. So we had a lot of guys today that got out and got to throw a number of guys through bullpens and, you know, got some defensive work and some BP in, and it's actually still going on out there if the rain hasn't killed us too much, but it's really good. And then tomorrow we'll really get after it in kind of our first official full day of work.
Aaron, are you confident that a lot of these guys, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo, guys like that that were injured, Aaron Hicks, Paxton, all these guys, will we see all these guys hopefully get started July 23rd? Are you confident we're going to see everybody?
Yeah, I'm hopeful. I'm really excited about where those guys are and their progress. Those guys are doing well. Now starting back, though, and now it's about obviously getting those reps and getting the the back-to-back and the grind of going through a camp and building up, and, you know, are they ready for the rigors of the season now? So certainly feel like they're in a good spot entering camp, and now we'll just see how they continue to respond day in and day out.
With Aaron Judge, is he fully recovered from the injury that he suffered? I guess it really dates back to September of last year. Would you say he's completely past that injury at this point?
You know, he looks great. So, and he'll always tell me when I check on him, how you doing, game ready. So that's his answer. So we'll see. I mean, he's faced live pitching. He was obviously hitting off Cole yesterday. Everything that he's done, I think the time, the few months being down, certainly was a chance for him to really use it wisely as far as, keeping his lower body going, gradually introducing some swinging and the upper body stuff. But the rest was critical too, as far as allowing that bone to heal. And so I would say for him, it's been a really productive couple of months of getting to the point now to where he's really ready to ramp it up.
You know, how are you going to be as far as the starting pitcher? I mean, specifically, we'll talk about Garrett Cole specifically. What kind of a leash will you have on him, Aaron, as far as how many pitches he would throw? Let's say he pitches, I guess the opener is supposed to be you guys in the Nationals on the 23rd. I'm assuming he'd pitch. What kind of a leash of how many pitches would you allow him?
Well, we'll see. We'll see where he builds up. He was able. He threw a few live innings yesterday and drove his pitch count up pretty high. So we'll kind of gradually build him each time out. It'll be, how he responds, how he bounces back. He'll very much, be a big part of that conversation. But we'll build him up, smartly, safely. We're not going to push anything for the sake of that first time. It'll be, kind of dictated about where is he at entering that first game, and what's a safe expectation to continue to build up from there, and we'll stay pretty strict to that.
We're so used to, normal spring training. You make a start against another team, then you build up for another start. It doesn't look like there's going to be many exhibition games. I guess it may be three, a couple of inter-squad games. Does that affect the starting pitcher in getting ready for the season, that they're facing hitters? Like you mentioned, Garrett's facing Aaron Judge, which is pretty good competition, but it's not like a game. Does that, you think, are going to affect starters as they build themselves up?
We'll see. I mean, this is different than anything, they've done, certainly. I mean, this is a unique set of circumstances. I will say I do feel, for the most part, really good about where our pitchers are coming in and what they've been able to do over the time away. We've been able to track them pretty well. So I'm confident that they can get some quality game type reps against each other. We will put a premium and a focus on, in our camp, replicating a lot of live looks. So whether it's, live batting practices, a lot of inter squad games, really from Jump Street, some kind of version of that probably every day. So our guys can get really used to, for the pitchers facing hitters and vice versa for the hitters. And then also trying to be smart about how we build guys up, from a defensive standpoint and building their innings up. So, we could have versions every night of inner squad / live BPs. You might at times have three or four fielders out there if we're getting the guy off his feet. But we'll put a premium on live looks for everyone.
Aaron, how about your approach to managing in a 60-game season? I mean, we always talk about baseball as being a marathon. It's not going to be this year. Will that change your approach to managing?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it may be a little bit in that, if you look at it as a 60 games, it's essentially, the end of July, and we're all tied for first place, So these games, by very definition, take on a little bit more meaning. And then obviously when you're within your own division, they take on a little bit more meaning. So maybe there's a little altering that goes on there. I do think it's critical early to have a little bit of patience, though, and I think you're going to have to lean on your depth a little bit, because I think that you've got to strike that balance of understanding, obviously, the urgency of the start of the season, but also trying to build guys up safely and make honest evaluations about where guys are in their progressions. So, you know, I mean, because if you get in a situation where, you know, you're so desperate to run guys out there and maybe push them a little further, all of a sudden you lose a couple guys to a soft tissue injury or for a pitcher an arm injury, you can wipe out important people's seasons. So you've got to strike that balance, especially early, between being a little bit patient and also obviously having the urgency. And I feel very comfortable doing that with our club anyway, just because I feel really good about, you know, we're 26 man roster now, I guess, but obviously starting the year with 30, but I feel really good about our, you know, 25 to 35 men. Like, a lot of them are, you know, on a lot of teams, everyday regulars. So I do feel like as long as we're healthy heading into the season, that we should be able to not only lean on guys, but also protect guys because of our depth.
So would that mean, because it's funny, Joe and I were talking about this the other day, in a 60-game season where, you know, guys have been working out for the last few months, but there hasn't been baseball, would guys almost require a day off, maybe more often than normal, to keep guys fresh? Or do you say it's 60 games, go out and play every single game? You know?
Yeah, I think at least initially, look, every individual is obviously a little bit different. But I do think, as a rule of, as we start the season and say our first 10, 15 games, I don't know that I necessarily see anyone playing all of those games. You gotta build them up a little bit wisely, you know, whether that's three or four in a row with an off day. Like, I do feel like those off days, will be valuable early. And I think, again, it's really striking that balance that you've got to be able to, you know, balance the urgency of obviously a 60-game season, but making sure that you're taking care of guys properly in the first couple weeks of the season.
Talking to the manager of the New York Yankees, that, of course, is Aaron Boone. All right, how about some of these rule changes, specifically the starting extra innings, the 10th inning with a runner at second base and no out? What is your thoughts on that, Aaron?
We'll see. I'm interested to see how it looks. I do think it probably adds an element of even more of an advantage for the home club, obviously. Because I've heard of a lot of the debates, whether it be on radio or TV. I'm seeing people talk about it a lot, and are you going to bunt? Are you going to run? Are you going to do these little things? I think being the home and the visiting team is the first thing that dictates that a lot. If you're the home team and you hold the team down from scoring, that obviously changes how you approach the bottom of the inning. Well, when you're on the road, it can be a little bit different, especially depending on, who you have available in the pen, who's coming up for them in the home half of the inning. Those kind of things will kind of factor in, of course, with what your personnel is, who you have on second base, who you have coming up in that inning. Those all factor in, how you strategize on a given night. But there's so many variables that will go into it. I actually have our people studying it pretty hard about, kind of some thoughts and ideas. So, to kind of really develop a little bit of a philosophy as we head into the year on that.
Yeah, I mean, we've been thinking about all the different possible scenarios. Are you able, from a strategic standpoint, I assume you'd be allowed to, obviously the last out is the guy that's on second base. Mm-hmm. So you could conceivably say, all right, Gary Sanchez is on second, he made the last out, I'm going to Tyler Wade right out of the gate to give you that speed off second base. That's an option, right, to use that pinch runner right out of the gate?
Yeah, no question. And that's, especially early in the season when you have 30 players, so you have a bigger bench.
Right.
You can, chances are you might be able to be a little more creative, have a little bit more flexibility. But those are all things that, we'll try to be as prepared as possible going into a game, depending on our personnel and who we're facing in the situation to make the right strategic decision.
Aaron, how about the relief pitcher now having to face three batters? I mean, what's your thoughts on that, and how would you approach that?
Yeah. I selfishly, I'm okay with it because I feel like we have a pitching staff that's cut out for that. You know, there's very few times, especially during the regular season where our guys are in there for a batter or two. Because I put such a premium on if I get a guy up and get him into the game, I want to use him because, you know, we try to stay away from using guys several days in a row or more than 3 out of 4, or things like that. We put a lot of premium. So if I get a guy up and in, you know, I'm doing it, especially with our high leverage guys, with the idea that they're in there, we're using them. It's not for a one hitter or a two hitter situation, you know, unless we're maybe finishing off an inning where a starter's giving us some length. But I feel like our guys are cut out to get both handed out and to face more than one hitter. So, depending on obviously the matchups that we like, we try and, get our guys in situations to where they're facing the part of the lineup that, you know, best matches up with their skill set.
We're talking to Aaron Boone, manager of the New York Yankees. I think Cashman alluded to it the other day that it's likely Giancarlo may DH a lot early in the season. Where is he physically? And do you expect him to end up playing a lot more outfield, or do you look at him as a DH mostly?
We'll see. I mean, again, that's what these 3 weeks are going to obviously tell us. But then even into the season, if we start July 23rd, say, that's 3 weeks from now. So we'll see where he's at that point. And then, a month from there, at the end of August, it may be a different point. In middle of September, it may be a different point. So we'll just see how he's building up. I know he feels good about where he's at right now. So the boring answer for you right now is we'll see. We'll see where it goes.
You know, when you look at a 60-game season, Aaron, I mean, I look at it and I say, boy, to me, this levels the playing field in a lot of ways. I mean, I think it gives teams that, maybe weren't expected to contend a much better chance of contending. What's your thoughts on that?
I would agree with that. I think it definitely puts, more teams in the mix. That 162 kind of is a separator. It weeds out the flukes. It weeds out somebody getting hot for a month or something. That's clearly more possible now. I don't think that affects us much, and our mindset, it won't be. We're going to go out there with an expectation every day that we're coming to beat you down. We're coming to win. So our focus doesn't change personally, but I think your point that does it open up for more teams? I think absolutely it does.
The aspect of all the rules that are put in place, safety precautions that are put in place, that players have to follow, obviously you guys have to follow, how difficult do you think that's going to be for players? Obviously you played a long time, you get used to your habits. How difficult do you think that's going to be for a lot of the guys?
I think it'll be a challenge. I think it'll be the team. I think it'll be something that teams can gain an advantage on. And what I mean is the teams that deal with it and handle it well, I think give themselves an advantage, because there will be teams that don't handle it well, and there will be individuals that don't handle it well. So one of my biggest messages to our club will be how we handle that. And there's going to be, days in this, a month in, 3 weeks in, 6 weeks in, where maybe a guy's having a rough stretch or a bad day and he doesn't want to, the nuisance or the monotony of going through some of the protocols is a reality. And we have to be a club that uses that to our advantage. We've got to be able to handle that. We've got to be able to deal with that. We've got to be able to live in that world, and not only live in that world, but go out and perform to our ability in that world. And that'll be one of my messages and absolutely my expectation of our guys.
Aaron, it's probably a hard question to answer because you never really have had to deal with anything like this, but how about playing with no fans? I mean, that's going to be pretty weird. Do you think that affects anything at all, playing basically in what will be in empty stadiums?
I think it's another area where there's big advantages to gain. The team that can you know, gain an edge from that, because again, there'll be teams that probably, you know, struggle with that. There'll be individuals that struggle with that. There'll also probably be clubs and individuals that that can be a better thing for. We've got to make sure that it's an asset to us. And however we can find that edge, however we can find the energy that we need to bring as a group day in and day out to deal with whatever, no fans, if at some point we have some fans, we've got to be able to, you know, not use that as an excuse, gain an advantage where we can. Look, we love playing, obviously, at Yankee Stadium in front of our fans. We feel like we have an advantage there. But, you know, our guys understand that challenge. And, you know, I feel like our group does a really good job of handling different adversities that come along in the course of a season. This is a whole new set of adversity that we couldn't have envisioned or imagined that we're going to have to deal with, and I expect us to.
You know, you were talking before about how it levels the playing field, and obviously we know the schedule in that you're going to play 40 divisional games and 20 interleague games. Mm-hmm. To me, those divisional games are monumental. Have you and Brian and everyone else given thought to almost and I don't know when the schedule is going to come out, I assume next week, almost rearranging the rotation to make sure that your best arms are facing the teams in your division, not to minimize the game against the Phillies or the game against even the Mets, but they just don't mean as much when you think about the divisional aspect. Is that something that you guys will consider doing with your rotation?
Sure. Now sometimes you don't have that luxury, but there's no question that we, you know, and this is during the season when we're in our 162-game schedule, but even more so now in a 60-game stretch, there's no question the games within the division, you know, we always, you know, like, for example, last year, you know, if we were playing the Rays, who were obviously, you know, on our heels or chasing us, you know, we saw those as, you know, almost twice as important, you know. So and that'll certainly be the case this year, so we'll certainly put a premium on that, and where we can, we'll try and take advantage of that. You know, sometimes you don't have that luxury, just the way the schedule falls, the way you know, certain guys in their 5-day stretch falls, but we will, as best we can, when we can, try and take advantage of that and be mindful of that.
Have you seen the schedule yet, by the way? I mean, the only thing that's really leaked out is this opener. Have you seen the rest of it yet?
I haven't seen an official schedule. I've seen what is a possible schedule, but I have not seen anything official.
How about how you will handle the rotation? Again, we're talking to the manager of the Yankees, Aaron Boone. I had John Smoltz on a couple weeks ago, and he was very interesting, and he was very radical with some of the ideas he had. And he was talking about how, you know, in a 60-game season, you know, he could see, you know, certainly when he was pitching, a 4-man rotation where, you know, your guys are not going to throw, let's be honest, I mean, nobody's going to throw 100 innings this year. No starters, you know, 75 innings maybe, right. It'll be 80 innings. Would you look at something like that, and how would you handle the rotation based on the shortened schedule?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, there could be days where we have a bullpen day. I mean, I could see kind of things happening.
Right.
But I don't see us, you know, going to a true 4-man of where we're pitching guys on 3 days rest. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, if things go well, you know, hopefully our starters are at a place to where, you know, whether it's 4 or 5, whether it's 60, 70, 80 pitch, wherever they are at the start of the season, we do feel, as long as they continue to progress, you know, fairly early on into the season, they have a chance to be at their normal pitch threshold, and in that case, you know, we would likely, you know, keep our guys for the most part on a 5-day rotation.
I understand it from a privacy standpoint, but if a player tests positive for COVID, it's going to be very difficult to have that guy disappear. He's not in the lineup, and for
right.
us not to kind of figure it. Do you expect players to openly talk about it, or how do you think this is going to play out with that?
Yeah, I think some will, you know. I mean, I think there's going to be certain situations where if a guy does, especially if he's a prominent guy, you know, I mean, you know, yes, there may be a level where things will be a little bit obvious, of course. But, you know, that's just where we are, and that's what we're going to have to deal with. And hopefully, you know, hopefully not only us, but hopefully the game overall doesn't get hit, you know, overwhelmingly hard with this.
You know, Aaron, I think obviously, especially in today's baseball, the teams that have the top flight bullpens have an advantage, you know, all the time, especially the way the game's played now. But I would think that even more so now, you know, talking about the, you know, how the starting pitchers are going to be and all of that, I think if you got a good bullpen, man, that's even going to be magnified in this short schedule.
Well, I mean, clearly for us, our bullpen is one of our overwhelming strengths.
Right.
You know,
right.
We feel great about our, you know, especially our high leverage. You know, I think a couple of things I'm really excited about is some of our longer options, depth starting to emerge. You know, we're starting to see some guys, you know, whether they're knocking on the door of the big leagues or whether they're probably going to be with us at the start, you know, we feel confident in guys that, you know, especially early in the season where our starters aren't fully stretched out, we do feel like we have guys that can give us quality multiple innings in the middle of games. Hopefully that set us up to get to our back end routinely and be able to close games out.
Well, welcome back, Yankee fans.
Yep.
Baseball fans are excited.
Indeed.
To see pictures of Gerrit Cole throwing, and it's exciting all Yankee fans that we're only 3 weeks away from baseball. Welcome back. Stay safe, and good talking to you, Aaron.
Joe
and
Evan. Evan and Joe. All right.
You can re-record it for us.
There you go, Aaron.
All right. Take care, guys.
Well done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.